This is The Health Benefits of Knitting, an Avengers Movieverse fanfic written by Niobium and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG, with additional tags for post-movies, domestic Avengers, Avengers Tower, knitting, Thor is not stupid, team as family, community comment fic. Author's notes. For this prompt at comment fic, Marvel Cinematic Universe, Natasha Romanoff and Annie, Natasha knits, insert name, a hat, a scarf, and some mittens. They don't dare say no thanks. Since I know nothing about knitting, I will apologize in advance if any of this is completely ridiculous from a knitting perspective. I marked it as Jen, but ship at your leisure. Chapter 1. Clint has to work hard, really hard, to keep his voice sincere and natural when he says, "Wow, Nat, these are nice." The way she smiles makes it worth it. She either believes him, he's pretty sure that's not the case, or appreciates the effort he's putting into his show. Regardless, she looks happy, which is reason enough for him to do it. Thanks. It's a great stress reliever. You should try it. He eyes the knitting arrayed on the sectional seat between them, and is supremely thankful no one else is present in the great room to witness this. I'll stick with the range. If she is knitting only when she's stressed, that could explain the lumpy, misshapen, dome-like thing which is probably supposed to be a hat. The scarf is contorted, and varies in thickness its entire length. And the mittens? At least he thinks they're mittens. They could be socks. Are a disaster. The black and purple yarn colors, his favorites, meander all over without form or design, making it hard to tell if she even used a pattern. She's watching him closely, so he pulls all of it on without further hesitation. They may look awful, but the yarn is soft, and as a set, they're warm and comfy. Though he has to double-wrap the scarf to make it appear properly scarf-like. Nat reaches out and adjusts the hat. I was thinking of making some for Rogers next.
You should totally do that, Clint says with a nod. He'll too.
Nat makes a face. I don't think she likes knit clothes, but maybe Pepper would.
Well, if you're making some for Potts, you need to make some for Stark too. A matching set.
She gives him a sly smile. And now he knows he hasn't really fooled her, so he has to wonder if she's just doing this to mess with him.
But even if she is, he can't pass up a chance to turn her on Stark and Rogers.
Wilson comes in from the hall, and the second his eyes land on Clint, he heads toward them.
So much for no witnesses. Very nice, Barton,
Wilson says, and flicks the slumped top of the hat once he's in range.
You learning how to knit?
Before Clint can think of a suitable response, Nat says, I made them, and gives Wilson a challenging look. Wilson blinks.
They look great.
Thank you, says Nat, and smiles winningly. I can knit some for you, too, if you want.
Wilson starts towards the kitchen in full retreat. No, I'm good, but thanks.
Let me know if you change your mind, Nat calls after him.
Will do.
You should make him some anyways, Clint says in a low voice.
In red and white.
Nat nods, She's surveying Wilson while he goes about making his lunch, maybe guessing at appropriate sizes. I think I will. Chapter 2. Steve Rogers is many things, but a master of masking his reactions is not one of them. Thanks, Natasha. You shouldn't have. I just do it for stress relief. There's a wicked gleam in Nat's eyes, and false note in her otherwise innocent tone, that Rogers is either very oblivious to, or pretending isn't there for the sake of their friendship. Do you like them?
Yeah.
Rogers clears his throat.
They're fantastic. The colors are...
He seems like he wants to grimace, but knows better.
Especially nice.
Clint helped me pick them out. Rogers turns a dry, unforgiving look on Clint.
You don't say.
Clint adjusts his scarf and meets Rogers' accusation with a raised chin.
For all that it's horrible to behold, the scarf Nat made for Clint is actually very comfortable.
It matches his suit, fits around most of his gear without snagging, and protects his neck. He's taken to wearing it all over if the temperatures allow. Nat waves at Rogers. Try them on. Let's make sure they fit.
With another glare at Clint, Rogers proceeds to do so.
His mittens, hat, and scarf are a riotous combination of pearly white, tomato red, and neon blue yarns, all in a metallic finish. They're gaudy in the extreme, and if Clint thought his hat was bad, it's got nothing on the one Rogers is reluctantly shoving onto his head. There's a distorted sort of triangle blob on the top, which might be a star, and the red and white stripes along the band aren't really stripes, so much as lines that intersect randomly. Once he has everything on, Rogers considers his scarf. It has more of the white pointy blobs running along its entire length, set against an uneven red and blue field.
Well, Barton, you certainly have an eye for color.
Clint grins.
Thanks, he says. And Roger's only response is a tight, sardonic smile.
I made some for Sam, too, Nat says. Same red and white yarn.
Rogers sucks in a breath and lets it out.
I'm sure he'll love them. The only person who's honest about liking the knitting is Thor. Or at least Clint thinks he's being honest. It's hard to tell with Thor. He's surprisingly good at acting gracious when it's necessary.
Royal training, Clint figures. He was supposed to be ruling a whole planet, realm, whatever.
And Clint has to assume that would have called for an understanding of politicking which didn't involve lightning or the hammer.
These are fine gifts, Natasha. I'm very thankful for them, Thor says.
The silvery metallic squiggle down the center of his otherwise dark gray scarf is, Clint thinks, meant to be lightning. His hat bears evidence that Nat is putting at least a little bit of effort into getting better. The solid, dark red band is almost even, and the black and white yarns forming the rest seem to have some kind of cloud design going on. The mittens are, unfortunately, no better than any of their predecessors. And given their odd combination of colors, one starts out dark gray and randomly turns red about halfway down, The other is red with some white and black. She may have been running low on yarn when she did them. For her part, Nat seems to think Thor is being genuine, because she's gracing him with one of her rare, real smiles.
You're welcome. I hope they fit okay.
They appear to.
Thor tugs at the hat experimentally, pulls the scarf so it's sitting open and not so tight, and flexes his hands in the mittens,
which somehow manage to accommodate the motion.
Could I persuade you to make some for Jane and Darcy?
Clint chokes on his coffee.
Thor raises his eyebrows at Clint, looking mildly inquisitive, and it dawns on Clint that Thor's sanguine attitude may just be a front for his own nefarious plan to drag Foster and Lewis into the same predicament. Clint manages to say, "I'm fine," without laughing, and wipes at his eyes. Luckily, none of the coffee got on his scarf.
Nat ignores Clint completely.
"Sure thing," she says, still smiling. The end.
Reader's note. I'm a bit of a novice knitter myself, so seeing Natasha making these hats that everyone's trying to appreciate, well, that was basically my Christmas this year when I gave all four of my sisters and my parents all knit hats. Sure, we love them. It's really warm. Yeah, that was Christmas morning. It was delightful.
This podfic was recorded while Annalise O'Ten was a guest over at my house, sitting on my couch, watching an episode of Parks and Rec on Netflix on her phone. The following is a bit of an outburst that occurred while I was recording for your listening pleasure.
Michelle Obama showed up in the first 6 minutes!
Stop hitting me!
She was listening to take a shot in Chicago! Michelle! Oh god, I would love Michelle Obama! Oh god! Screw Barack! The O Michelle for 2016! Oh my god, Hillary and Michelle! I would cry. Like, anyway, back to your podfic. No, don't leave that in. Take that out. Don't put that on the blooper reel!
Are you okay?
Yo, these bitches stole Ben's game. Why are you still recording? These bitches stole Ben's game, and now they're trying to act like it's not Ben's game. No. Second of all, everybody trying to open Tom's restaurant is a mess, and Larry slash Gary slash Jerry. So he broke one glass, and Tom was like, oh, breaking one glass is good luck. So then his butt knocks over all of them. God, his ass is more destructive than mine. His butt once moved a fridge. Don't keep that in. It did, though.
Oh, that's winning. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.